You just heard Kevin Kennedy perform Finnegan's Wake there, and the reason we are opening up with that is because Finnegan's Wake, in its movie format, which is a portion of Ulysses, hits the screens at the Toronto Irish Film Festival on the 23rd of the month, and Richard Hart is very much the lead actor in this, and I have Richard on here with me. Richard
Hello,
and
Austin.
we chatted before, and we chatted last year just before the Bloomsday Film Festival was happening in Dublin. And at that stage, you dropped the teaser that you were working on more work. First of
That's
all, Richard,
right. There's a lot
welcome,
more
and
to do.
thanks a million for coming back. So, Finnegan's Wake, you have Kevin there.
Be very, very happy to have Kevin Kennedy heard, as he is seen and heard in our first film of Finnegan's Wake, Chapter One. We get him to lead off the proceedings with the song Finnegan's Wake, and which is, of course, appropriate because Finnegan's Wake is really the novel spun out or is linked very much with that song, and as well as many other songs. It's a delight to have him be part of that, as he's been connected with me for many, many years as part of the Toronto Bloomsday Festival, and one of my favorite actors, a great guy and a great voice. Excuse me,
So,
Austin.
how are you feeling about being at the Toronto Irish Film Festival?
Oh, delighted, delighted. They hosted us last year as well. We got to show a portion of Chapter One, Finnegan's Wake, Chapter One. And the audience was really into it, and we just felt really well hosted at the Toronto Irish Film Festival, and it was great to see it on the big screen at the TIFF Lightbox. So it's really a pleasure to get back there and come have it be hosted in our hometown for Finnegan's Wake Chapter Two. So we're just delighted.
So, this was shot in Noonan's in Toronto.
That's right. And we were so fortunate to be able to get it in Noonan's. Noonan's is just an institution. It was formerly Dora Kio's, but now it's Noonan's. And it was just the right atmosphere. It's a place where live music and conviviality are just like, it's a Toronto institution there for Irish people. So to have the opportunity to shoot Finnegan's Wake Chapter Two there was really special, and it's narrow, but it has a lot of warmth, and you can almost feel the music vibrating all the time there. There's always Kaylees and sessions going on every week.
So
So
Richard, for something like that,
yeah.
is there an element of improvisation that happens when you're shooting? Because, if you're in a pub scene, yeah, you know what you're doing. You know your script. But part of something like that needs to be some of the chaos that happens in a pub.
Oh, you're right. It is. And you know what? This is the thing. We have we're shooting Finnegan's Wake, the entire movie, and we're going chapter by chapter, and we're being very strict about concentrating on the words, obviously, because they're James Joyce's words. They're amazing. We don't want to leave any of them out. So I have my job is to get that out. But when you're in a live experience with a new audience, and this is the first, when by the time we take our time with rehearsals, we do it over a number of months, we get a whole chapter, maybe an hour, maybe a couple. The chapters vary in length. But by the time we get there, I've worked on it for a long time. But it'll be the first time an audience has heard it, and the first time I've been in front of an audience doing it. So that there's always new elements and new things that happen, and laughs and just shock, really. It's quite an experience with the cameras going and the buzz. It's just really, it's fantastic.
So in that environment, it must be very different also than if what we would see for what would be a regular Hollywood type movie where you have the directors in action, all the rest, and they shoot a clip and they add all their clips together. I take it for something like this, you were taking nearly probably a run at it and
That's it.
hoping.
You get, I go, I get like, we really work it up as a piece of theater that to be experienced live. We anticipate an audience, but it's what happens on the night, really. That's what we're trying to capture. And the filmmaking aspect of it, yes, there are several cameras and it's mic'd well, and then there's an editing process. But really what you're seeing is a live performance. It's not, you know, we stop and we pause, and I want to make sure the lines are correct. So if I flub something, we'll go back and pick something up. It doesn't happen that often, but we do. But still, largely what you're seeing is a live stuff. So I had a, you know, for that one, because I was in a pub, I had a pint of Guinness on the go. It's featured prominently in the movie, and there's music in it, and everybody at the tables have their drinks, and so it's very much a pub atmosphere, and it's capturing a particular kind of theater event.
And again, in an unscripted environment for your extras, because yeah. I take your extras are the ones that. Did you go and invite your extras, or was there a degree of, and I'm sure there was there any kind of casual onlookers who
you were? No, we need to lock down our space. So we can't have an open pub, because then, anything could happen. We have to make sure we can capture it well. And at the end of the day, that the book is fairly represented. So like everybody that's there has been invited and is eager to be there and listening along. Yeah.
So before we zone in a little bit more closely on the Toronto Irish Film Festival, let's bounce back to Dublin for the Bloomsday.
Oh yeah.
Feedback.
Oh, that was it. We, my director, Adam Selig, and I, we got into the Dublin, the Bloomsday Film Festival in Dublin. So we definitely wanted to be there, because our film was going to screen in its entirety at the James Joyce Center. And that was really special to us. Of course, it was, like going back to the very heart of James Joyce-dom, if you like, in Dublin. So it was really meaningful for us to go there. But what really was incredible, the screening was just a great day, and there was Bloomsday festivities, because the film festival happened during Bloomsday on the 16th. That was the day of our screening, and there were other events going on at the same time, and I participated in some of those, and that was fantastic. But also, for the first time I got to, because I'm born Irish, and I grew up partly in Ireland, and my hometown really is in Rush, which is just north of Dublin. And so, I've been back many times, over the years and stayed there. But when you're Irish born and you have family and stuff, you rarely play tourist. You're not looking around and getting around the place, even in Dublin, which I knew fairly well. I walked around quite a bit. But with having spent 20 years working with James Joyce stuff, like every street has some bearing, has some reference point in Ulysses especially, but also in Finnegan's Wake, which I'm just really getting to grips with as we're moving through this film process. So for Adam and I to go through Phoenix Park, through Chapelizod, and through the various locales, and really anchors what's there in the book, it's really astonishing to have what's kind of really central to Finnegan's Wake is just these places, like the Mullingar Inn in Chapelizod, which is the setting of Finnegan's Wake, this dream that happens upstairs at the Mullingar Inn. And all the events are sort of dreamt about, happen just around there. And all these references, and you can walk by street signs, and you can see Nelson's column in there, or the pillar, the friezes that adorn it around in Phoenix Park. You see the Battery Wall. All these places have amazing significance and resonance. So that was incredible.
So then, in trying to portray some of that geography,
yeah,
did you draw on stills or did you draw on footage and blend it in the film?
Well, that's a good question. We basically, what you're seeing when you watch one of our Finnegan's Wake movies, and we've done four now. Chapter one went out last year. Chapter two is premiering at the Toronto Irish Film Festival, but three and four are already shot, and we're rehearsing chapter five. What you see is mainly me reading the book,
okay,
or performing the book, and with an audience there enjoying it. However, the director, Adam Selig, he has blended in some visual montages or sequences that sort of complement what's going on. But what he has chosen to weave in, or at least so far as we've gone through this process, it might change, but so far he's actually incorporated images that are from Toronto, and I think it really adds and it helps make universal something that's like about the book, even though it's really hyper localized, like Finnegan's Wake is, like Ulysses, and like the work of James Joyce is so centered on Dublin, but really you've blown out. What's that quote that's on the Don, the river I step in is not the river I stand in. I think that's the quote that's on the Don River there, and that shows up. There's a statue of James Joyce incorporated into a whole bunch of statue that's in Toronto, and there's a various other locations and things like that that have resonance with the book, even though they're in Toronto. So that's what he's incorporated into the first couple of movies anyway. Yeah, and of course Noonan's figures very prominently, and since Noonan's and the Mullingar Inn, it's of course a pub.
Indeed.
And the lead character, our would-be dreamer, the guy who's dreaming this thing, he's a publican.
Right.
Runs a pub.
So, 22nd is we're in at the TIFF?
The 23rd. Saturday, 23rd. March 23rd at 5 p.m. And you can find the Toronto Irish Film Festival website. And the event is actually called The Graceless Age. Excerpts from our Finnegan's Wake Chapter 2 will play before The Graceless Age, which is should be a cool documentary on the musician John Murray. And you can find it through the Toronto Irish Film Festival website, or you can go to onelittlegoat.org and look for our Finnegan's Wake page, and that'll easily take you to the page for tickets there. If you're interested, we'd love to see people out for that. And it should be great because we're going to be showing, the excerpt that we've chosen. There's an amazing song that comes at the end of chapter two called The Ballad of Perce O'Reilly. It's actually like written right into the text of Finnegan's Wake. Joyce's composition for the song, like the actual notation of the music is embedded right into the book. So we had a lot of fun. The director, who Adam Selig, plays great piano, and I came up with some really fun stuff with Joyce's composition. So we're excited to show that.
Are we allowed to share that?
I guess.
Okay, well, we will wrap up with that. And I don't want to leave without mentioning that there will be a screening in Ottawa on the 4th of May as part of Finnegan's Wake at 85 celebrations. And
beautiful.
That's being
sponsored
by the James Joyce Association of Ottawa, and it will be held at St. Bridget's Centre for the Arts
from
2 to 4 p.m. You never know, you might even venture and come outside the Toronto Pale.
We have plans for future screenings that take us, my director tells me, all around the world. So hopefully we'll touch it, land in Ottawa at some point. That would be marvelous. It would be remiss of me not to mention Bloomsday this year, June 16th as ever. We'll be doing an evening performance at Hughes Room in Toronto. TorontoBloomsday.com will have the details for that event. But we're of course all things Joyce as usual.
23rd is the Toronto Irish Film Festival. May 4th is Ottawa. and other dates will crop up, and the best place to find those will be at
onelittlegoat.org. That'll have the information for that as we launch Finnegan's Wake Chapter 2.
Richard Hart, great fun chatting with you.